is a beautiful piece. I saw some of the yesodos that we've discussed in the Musar on Thursday nights. I was thrilled to see is in this piece from the Rebbe that I never done before. The pasuk says, "Vayomer Hashem al Moshe niteis yodcha al shamayim v'hi choshech al eretz Mitzrayim." Kadosh Baruch Hu says that if you stretch out your arm, then there is going to be darkness. And what the Rebbe is going to do tonight is he's going to analyze the nature of that darkness and say some fascinating things, some beautiful things about what Choshech and Or is all about. Isa b'medrash, meheichan hoya ha-choshech ahu. Where was this darkness from? The Medrash seems to understand that this darkness was a unique darkness. Rashi famously says that the darkness was so strong that you could feel it, you could touch it. It was like a black velvet. It was something that was so palpable. It seems like the Medrash is coming off of the pasuk that Moshe Rabbeinu had to be raise his stick al hashamayim. It sounds like he was pulling this darkness from a place that is unfamiliar to us. Maybe that's where the Medrash is bothered by. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer. Mechoshech shel malam. Rabbi Yehuda says this choshech comes from above. Shenemar, as the pasuk in Tehillim says, Yoshes choshech sasrei svivoisav sakleisai. The pasuk in Tehillim describes a darkness that is sukkos, that is something that envelops from above. Pirush, how do you understand the medrash? Says the Nesiv Shalom. Hashela mehechan hoya choshech hu, the choshech ze. This is a very important line. This choshech that we're talking about is not the absence of light. There's darkness, which is the absence of light, and then there's another form of darkness, not simply the absence of light. And based on that, Maimer Chazal, the Rebbe is saying a little differently than we did, where did this choshech come from? Utshuva, the answer is mechoshech shel mala. The choshech comes from above. Haynu shaKadosh Baruch Hu tziva es Moshe shiyamshich al Mitzrayim es hachoshech shel mala. There's a different darkness that we're familiar with, which comes from above, and that is what Moshe Rabbeinu was bringing down. Ulechora ina muva. We need to understand what is this choshech. Mala choshech shel mala. Hare lemala hakol or. We know al pi Kabbalah that upstairs everything is light. And downstairs, when there isn't light, it's the absence of light, which becomes darkness. V'imkein yesh l'mayla mitzius shel choshech dikedusha. If this choshech is something that's positive, then why were the Egyptians worthy of that? Obviously, we're not talking about a positive choshech. So we're not talking about a positive choshech. So then what exactly is Moshe Rabbeinu bringing down? This is not a positive thing. Told us Yaakov Yosef. This is a very important sefer. He's a quoting from the most important intellectual source that we have about the beginnings of Hasidus. Rabbi Yaakov Yosef was the first student of the Baal Shem Tov to write a sefer on Hasidus, which also gives inkling into the fact that Hasidus originally was not a mass movement of people drinking l'chaim and singing nigunim. That's not at all how Hasidus started. Hasidus started as a movement of the Baal Shem Tov of trying to bring a more substantive appreciation of the kedusha of everyday life to serious talmidim. The Baal Shem Tov, yes, there were times he would go out to the Hamonam, but the Baal Shem Tov was surrounded by a very, very serious and intense group of Talmidim. He sent them out to go and spread the word of Hasidus to the masses. But the first generation, the Baal Shem Tov was not a Rebbe as we know a Rebbe today, with people, simple and profound people coming to visit him. He was someone who traveled, who taught Talmidim Sisrei Torah, and those Talmidim then went out. The first piece, the first sefer that's written with Chassidus Shetorah is a sefer told us Yaakov Yosef. So back to three lines before the second paragraph. The Sefer HaKadosh told us after Yosef, he asked, the Chorei Tzarech Lomar Harein Yodcha El HaShemayim. It should say, you pick up your hand. Kimashbos Netei, the word Netei, to lean, Ki'ilu Moshe Al HaShemayim. It's as if Moshe is pulling down the heavens, U'matzaveu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, She'inata Yodo Aleim, then he's commanding God to bring down the heavens. U'betol us Yaakov Yosef, Mevar Reinin Al Derech Avodah. And he explains the following yisod. This is our yisod to tonight, which is amazing. Shakadish Baruch Hu Tziva LeMoshe Netei Yotcha Al Hashamayim Haynu SheYisroimim LeMadrege El Yoinav El Gvoya Kidei SheYored MeHashamayim LeMata Dvar Ruchaniim SheMikol Al Hashamayim. Listen to this. Moshe Rabbeinu did not bring down darkness. Moshe Rabbeinu did not bring down anything negative. You know what he brought down for Choshech? He brought down lights. But that light was the exact was perceived in the exact opposite way by the Mitzrayim. Because if you can't appreciate the light, then the light is the greatest darkness. What's that? Almost like that. Yes, we're going to see a reference at the end of our piece tonight. Yes. Shemekom Hashemayim, Val Yidei Kain, Vihi Choshech Al Eretz Mitzrayim. Sheze Gufa Yeh Choshech Hagadol BeYosel Mitzrayim. Dihine, Kishemachnisin Rosha LeGan Eden. If you remember this, I think I touched on this about 2 or 3 weeks ago. In the Musar, I was thrilled to see, I'd always perceived it this way, I'd never seen it in Svarim, at least I don't remember. Dihine, Kishemachnisin Rosha LeGan Eden. When you put a Rosh in Gan Eden, Makom she tzadikim yosh v'matroseim b'rosheim, v'nenim yiziv ha'shchina, the tzadikim are filling themselves up and enjoying the spiritual experience. Avuro, for the Rasha, zeu ha'choshech v'yisurim ha'koshim b'yosar li'imatzei. It's the worst. It's hell. You ever been sitting in a shir and you didn't understand the word and you couldn't get out? So it's Gehenim. So that is the experience, one millionth of the Rasha. In other words, there's this Ruchnius, and for them, the Gehenim is that they can't appreciate it. You know, Rav Shlomo Kalbach, I mentioned this to you in the past, Rav Shlomo Kalbach had the following mashal in terms of chesed, that he spoke about, that you have Gan Eden, and Gehenim is just simply the exact same thing, but people doing different things. In Gehenim you have... That's right. In Gehenim, you have two. They have people sitting across each other from a table, and there's beautiful, tasty food that's sitting in front of them. But one thing in hell, there you can't move your joints. Leave it to Shlomo Kalbach to figure out what's going on in Gehenim and Gan Eden. But he says that you can't move. You can't. The point, like many things in Hasidus, is not the material. It's the message. That's one of the important sodas in Hasidus. That's different. Shlomo Kalbach doesn't compare to Toldos Yaakov Yosef, but even Lahavdil for Toldos Yaakov Yosef, the same thing applies. Anyhow, he, in Gehenim, the person can't eat because his elbow can't turn to his mouth. That's Gehenim. And what's Gan Eden? They're feeding each other. The other person that's across from you on the table. That's the difference between Gehenim and Gan Eden. Mashal Ma'adavar Dome, back to Svar Makdoshim, not just entertainment. The Moshe Ma'adavar Domer, the Toldos Yaakov Yosef, is saying the same thing. That really, what Moshe Rabbeinu brought down was the light. And that light was darkness for the Mitzrayim. Achashem meim av lo hurgul, miyom av lo hurgul, or ruchani, v'nim shech achar tanugim gashmim, kach tziva HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'meisha, shiyam shech es oro elyon, she'en lecha choyshet gedoy l'menu l'mitzrayim. Maybe I'll say Maimar Akosov, and the Toldos Yaakov Yosef adds, Vayelchu Shleishes Yamin Bamidbar Veloy Motzu Mayim. When Bnei Yisrael went in the Midbar and they didn't find water, Va'amu Chazal, Ein Mayim El Atayra. They didn't find water because that means they weren't involved in Torah. Shahocha Shleish Yamin Belilu Motora, Uko Totsah Mikach, the result of not learning Torah, Vyavo Marasa Veloy Yochlishos Mayim, Kimarim He. The water was bitter. What does it mean the water was bitter? Dikiman sheshloshi yamim lo limdu Torah kfar gishu tam mara b'torah. The Torah was bitter. The Torah was bitter. In other words, that in their mouth they didn't have that taste. I think Rav Reichman Shlita says the following mashal, a beautiful mashal, which I think we can see reference to in the Rambam, and that is that if a person puts something, a bad taste, has a bad taste in their mouth, So then you could give them the best tasting food in the world, but that food is going to taste terrible. So if the person's, the palate hasn't been trained to appreciate that, in other words, if one is still shakua in all of the negative things of Mitzrayim, so you could put the most beautiful Torah and the best Torah inside, but there's going to be absolutely no appreciation. The mouth has to be cleaned out. The neshama has to be cleaned out. So that yisoid is a yisoid of the Toldos Yaakov Yosef. Just a second, let's just finish this idea. I'd love to hear what you have to say. Baruch Hashem, tonight I don't have to rush, so I can even... I'll try to stop on time, but I could stick around to answer your questions a little more. And this is where Rabbi Reichman's idea might be found a little bit in the Rambam, that he quotes a Rambam. Just like, God forbid, someone who's sick, There are times that their palate simply doesn't work, their taste buds don't work, and everything is distorted. So too, someone who's a sick person also runs the risk of not being able to appreciate and be able to sense what is positive and what is negative. So chas v'chalila, one could, if once one is in that place where one doesn't appreciate the light of Torah, then that light of Torah could be absolutely choshech, an amazing, amazing piece. And therefore, the lesson is, first application of what we're learning over here, is that every once in a while, when you find something difficult, where there's a piece of Torah that's not speaking to you, you have to ask yourself a question. Why? Now, there are times you might have a very legitimate question, and that deserves an answer. Or, is there something inside of you that's turning that which is sweet bitter? Is it a defense mechanism? Is it chas v'chalila tumma? Whatever it might be, is there something that's inside of us that is taking that which is really sweet and not being able to appreciate that which we can? Yes?
So we said that if the darkness was brought down from Shemaim, that what did they deserve to get brought down? So isn't the same question applied as light?
No, so that's the answer is that when it comes to Shemaim, there's no darkness to bring down. Everything is light. But Moshe Rabbeinu brought down the light. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that when you're going to bring back that heavy down, that heavy spirituality, then that is going to create darkness for them. That's the message. Yes?
How do you explain that, because of this, they were able to see stuff and all the rest of
the Jews?
The Choshech, yeah. The rest of the what? Day.
Which part? Which part of the Choshech are you asking about?
I don't know.
Are you the fact they were able to feel the Choshech?
Yeah,
so I think that works beautifully. In other words, it's not we're no longer now talking about the absence of physical light. We're talking about something that's much more intense in its positive. And for those people who are not able to appreciate that positive, then that inverts to something deeply negative. So therefore, it becomes more of an intense Choshech than one would have expected. Let's turn to page Ayin Dalet. We have a couple more minutes. Omnam. Next paragraph, Divrei HaMedrash, Shahaya Zechoshech Shel Mala, Kemoshen Isbayer, this idea that we said, that it's a darkness that comes from above, as the Pasuk says, Yashis Choshech Sisra Sivisav Sukaso, Adayin Lo Nisbaru Kol Tzarchon. The Rebbe says, I want to understand what Rav Yaakov Yosef is saying even better. Mahi HaMetzias HaMiuchedah Shel Choshech Shel Mala. What do we mean that this choshech has its own identity, that it's a choshech that you even feel. V'yesh levar al-pi ma'adam rinam b'svar makdoshim. He says, I'm going to quote this anonymous, in Chassidus, that's the most famous achron, it's called Svar Makdoshim. In Lomdos, it's achronim. But some vague Svar Makdoshim, al-maimer ha-kosev, the pasuk that we all say in the morning, yoytzer oru v'yrei choshech. That Kadosh Baruch Hu creates light, and the word that's used is yotzer, to fashion, and borei choshech. The assumption of the Rebbe over here that we'll run with is that bria is a more advanced form of creation than yitzira. And that is strange. Shelechora hu mukshe me'od. There a bria hi madrega yosek gevora mi yitzira. So what would we normally think? What is a greater creation? The sun. That's, by the way, when was the last time you thought about how mind-boggling a creation the sun is? It's absolutely mind-boggling. I think scientists have done studies that if the Earth was a few miles away from the sun, then we would all freeze, and if we would be a little bit closer, a couple of miles closer to the sun, then we would all be burnt. It's mind-boggling just to spend a moment and think that's what Hasidus is all about also, and that is just to spend a little bit of time thinking about these things that halacha doesn't necessarily always encourage us to think about. So the words are Yotzer Oru Vore Choshech. So what's more of an amazing creation? So I would say certainly the sun and light. That should be much more. Yet Bria is a more complex word than Yitzira. Shelchoru Mukshemiel Dari Bria Himadregi Yosek Vom Yitzira. Umadua Nemri Yitzira Beoru Bria Bechoshech. Vabir Bezeh. What's the answer? Diyesh Choshech Shu Beetzem Or Gadol. Choshech is really an Or Gadol. Elashah Or Kol Gadol. Exactly as you said before, when a person looks, mabit b'shemesh, shechashchus einov, v'eini yochol achakach liros klum. If a person looks directly in the sun, then they're blinded. So the Rebbe is suggesting that choshech has a component of it that's not simply the absence of light, but something much more. Kach yesh bo lamos elyonim. So the same is true in the upper worlds. Shemeir ar gadol ma'od, lemi she'en aroi zechoshech ve'en aroi klul. And therefore, in the upper worlds, there is light, but by definition, if a person can't handle the light, if the person can't handle the light, so then in such a case, remember, you guys see a few good men? That's before your time. You can't handle the truth, right? You can't handle the truth. So that's my girsa bianca. So you can't handle the truth. You can't handle the light. In other words, the point is that they're just like I don't remember the names of the characters anymore. But just like I remember that was Tom Cruise. But just like you can't handle the truth. So too, you can't handle the light. In other words, a person needs to be at a certain stage in life to be able to handle truth. And so too, a person needs to be at a certain stage in life to be able to handle the light. If he can't, then that light becomes darkness. And this he explains a very famous Gemara. Kein she'amru b'avoydezar lo'asalav HaKadosh Baruch Hu moitzi chama min artika. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is actually going to take the sun out and make it more powerful, and then the whole equilibrium that we spoke about is going to be entirely off whack. So then Rishon Nidonim, but then the Rishon will be punished. Could this be global warming? I guess that depends if you ask Trump or Biden. But at the end of the day, the sun is going to become hotter. Rishon Nidonim, but Vitzadikim Misrapim, but and tzaddikim are going to be healed by it. Hayu shaklash baruch hu yorid or gadol ma'od shavur at tzaddikim ze oru misrapim by. For tzaddikim, it's a light. V'ilu avur arisham she'en melun ze yechoshef. V'zeu pirish yotzer or var yechoshech shaklash baruch hu yotzer or. Hakadosh baruch hu creates the light. Ulamalo mizeh. And even above it, it's a new way of looking at darkness. Ulamalo mizeh hu bar yechoshech. Or gadol v'nora. It's a darkness that you and I are not familiar with. It's a darkness, and hopefully we'll never have to experience. It's a darkness that when a person, the light, such an intense light shines on them, so then that is, for the individual who can't handle the light, then that becomes intense darkness. Siyata d'shmaya HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the ability to prepare ourselves to be able to be mekabel the Or Gadol of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, zochel, as we say in the Haggadah, Or Gadol, that to be zochel to geula, where we internalize the beautiful light that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in the Ruchnius of Am Yisrael. I'm not rushing. If anybody wants to ask, so for a change.